This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. "I cannot live without books," said Thomas Jefferson. Stephen King described books as uniquely portable magic and the perfect entertainment. No commercials, no batteries, hours of enjoyment for each dollar spent. Author Yumpa Lahiri wrote, "That's the thing about books. They let you travel without moving your feet." The benefits of books are now being discovered and shared in a new independent bookstore in a rural community of Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Jennifer Kassebaum is the owner of Flint Hills Books in Council Grove. She went to the University of Kansas and earned a law degree at KU Law School, where she met and married Bill Kassebaum. They now have a cow-calf operation on a ranch near the rural community of Burdick, population 62 people. Now that's rural. Jennifer practiced law, worked as assistant general counsel at K-State and later at Wichita State before taking early retirement. As she thought about what she would like to be involved with next, one topic kept surfacing: books. "I always enjoyed books," Jennifer said. She thought about opening an independent bookstore. After researching the idea, including talking to several independent booksellers, Jennifer leased a space on a beautiful former bank building in the nearby town of Council Grove. Other bookstore owners encouraged her to take the American Booksellers Association training, so she did. At one of the training sessions, the instructor stated that a successful bookstore should be at least 1,200 square feet in size and be located in a town of at least 10,000 population. Uh-oh. Jennifer's store met neither criterion. After a lot of thought, Jennifer decided to proceed with her store in downtown Council Grove. The grand opening of the store was in April 2021. As the bookstore website states, "Flint Hills Books is a general interest bookstore nestled in the breathtaking grandeur of the Flint Hills. The store is where a deep love for the majestic Flint Hills and a passion for books collide." Flint Hills Books offers a curated collection of books, puzzles, and other activities and gifts. Jennifer has simple but high standards for selecting books. "I include books I've read, books I want to read, and books which I think a good bookstore should have," she said. "There are bestsellers, new books, fiction, nonfiction, young adult books, and more." Her store also offers book signings and a children's section, as well as cards, puzzles, and gifts. The bookstore website has a section for audiobooks and online shopping. Julie Hauer, president of the Farmers and Drovers Bank in Council Grove, pointed out that there's been a resurgence of woman-owned businesses in that community's downtown. For example, an independent coffee house named Watts Coffee is right down the street from Jennifer's bookstore, and a new brewery named Riverbank Brewing Company is on the other side of the street. There are several more. These independent businesses have found ways to work together. Jennifer partnered with Watts Coffee to produce a co-branded espresso-flavored gourmet chocolate bar. The label of the chocolate bar, produced by Sweet Granada Chocolate Company in Emporia, bears both the Watts Coffee and Flint Hills Books logos with the saying, "Because nothing is better than a good book and a great cup of coffee." Jennifer is also partnering with Riverbank Brewing for a monthly event called Books and Brews. That includes an evening social hour at the brewery where Jennifer speaks about upcoming book releases. "I do as much locally as I can," Jennifer said. Cami San Romani, owner of Cami Cakes and the Wooden Spoon, is an amazing baker whose artful cookies make bookstore events so special, Jennifer said. Lindsay Patnode, owner of Flowers by Lindsay, has helped me with elegant flower arrangements for special events, she said. For more information, see www.flinthillsbooks.com. We commend Jennifer Kassebaum for making a difference with her love of books and for sharing that with this rural community. As Garrison Keillor said, "A book is a gift you can open again and again." And there's more. Remember the resurgence of new woman-owned businesses in Council Grove? We'll learn more about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.